Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Discussion is underway in Lok Sabha on Women's Reservation Bill. Rajya Sabha discusses India's glorious space journey marked by successful soft landing of Chandrayaan 3 on Moon. President Draupadi Murmu says Indian Constitution has enabled numerous silent revolutions in the field of gender justice, protection of life and dignity. Nuwakhai festival been celebrated in Western Odisha with pomp and gaiety today. And in sports, India to take on South Korea in the men's volleyball at the Asian Games in Hangzhou, China this afternoon. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Women's Reservation Bill for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to provide one-third reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and the state assemblies. The Constitution 128th Amendment Bill 2023 was introduced in this regard yesterday on the first day of proceedings of the Lok Sabha in the new Parliament building. The legislation will be called Nari Shakti Bandhan Adhiniyam. Moving the bill, Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said it is a step towards women empowerment and enhance the dignity of as well as equality of opportunities. He said the government has taken several steps towards removing social and economic inequalities in the country.
एक नया आर्टिकल 33A जोड़ा जा रहा है जिसके अनुसार महिलाओं के लिए ये आरक्षण जो आज चर्चा के लिए ले रहा है ये आरक्षण 15 सालों के लिए प्रभावी रहेगा 15 सालों के बाद अगर इसको बढ़ाना है तो ये संसद ही तय करेगी ये संसद को अधिकार रहेगा और ये जो सीटें हैं जितनी आज है जैसे जैसे सीटें बढ़ती जाएगी 33% के अनुसार महिलाओं का आरक्षण भी बढ़ता जाएगा
Initiating the discussion, senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi said her party supports this legislation. She demanded that Women's Reservation Bill should be implemented immediately with sub-quota for SCs, STs and OBCs. Rajya Sabha today took up a discussion on India's glorious space journey marked by successful soft landing of Chandrayaan 3. When the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said India is only the fourth country in history which has soft landed a spacecraft on the moon. He added that India is the first country which has landed a spacecraft on South Polar region of the Moon. Highlighting the achievements made by Chandrayaan and Mangalyaan mission and ISRO solar mission Aditya L1, he said India has shown to the world that the sky is not the limit, but it is just a beginning.
The glorious accomplishments of our space scientists. From the inception of our space program, we have consistently pushed the boundaries of space exploration and our achievements in this domain. These have catapulted the nation onto the global center stage. From Chandrayaan missions to the Moon, Mars, orbital mission, Mangalyaan and Aditya L1 solar exploration, India has shown to the world that the sky is not the limit, it is just the beginning.
Mr. Dhankar said India has not only developed the capacity to launch its own satellite, but has also extended its services to launch satellite of other countries. He said ISRO achieved a significant milestone by successfully launching a total of 177 foreign satellites from January 2018 to November 2022. The chairman said India launched 424 foreign satellites so far and 90% were launched in the last 9 years. Initiating the discussion, Union Minister and Leader of the House, Piyush Goyal, said Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has made the entire nation proud by conducting successful landing of Chandrayaan 3 on the moon's surface. He said India showcased its cost effectiveness in the space sector in comparison to other nations. He said many countries have expressed desire to join India's space mission.
The three main objectives of Chandrayaan 3 वो तीनों इतनी सफलता पूर्वक इतने precision से exact 6:04 पे जो landing हुई वो तीनों जो हमारे लक्ष्य थे एक था कि safe and soft landing हो moon surface के ऊपर दूसरा था कि हम demonstrate कर सके दिखा सके rover operation जो moon पे rover बाहर निकला और उसने जो operations करी और on site experiments जो lunar surface पे करने थे ये तीनों पे शत प्रतिशत सफलता प्राप्त करना ये हम सबका सौभाग्य है
Participating in the discussion, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said Vikram Sarabhai created the Indian Space Research Organization to give developmental boost to the Indian space program. He said Indian space program is the only program focusing on developmental aspects like the use of space for weather forecasting, communication and rural development. Union Minister of Space Dr. Jitendra Singh said that the success of Chandrayaan 3 mission is a time for celebrating science and scientists. He said Indian scientists are full of talent and capabilities. Dr. Singh said in the last 9 years, the budgetary allocation for the Department of Space has gone up by 142%. He said the budgetary allocation was only around 5,168 crore rupees in 2013-14, while it was increased to around 13,000 in the current fiscal.
You have celebrated Chandrayaan, you have seen Chandrayaan, you have sung Chandrayaan, but this is the culture under the government headed by Prime Minister Modi. Anusandhan National Research Foundation, NV Sajis, almost 80% of funding from non-government sources. It was important for India, ladies and gentlemen, honorable members, honorable chairman, sir, because if we have to grow globally, we have to live up to global parameters, we have to be ready for global challenges, and we have to beat them in the global strategies.
The 13th Indo-Pacific Army's Chiefs Conference will be held from 26th to 27th of this month at the Manekshaw Center in New Delhi. The two-day conference will be attended by Army Chiefs of the 30 Indo-Pacific region to discuss security cooperation, collective strategies in the Indo-Pacific region. The conference will also discuss the issues of mutual interest in the region and the role of military diplomacy in mitigating the crisis in the region. This will be the 13th biennial event, which will be hosted by the Indian Army and U.S. Army Pacific. Minister of Civil Aviation Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya will inaugurate the newly developed infrastructure of Teju Airport in Arunachal Pradesh on the 24th of September. The newly developed infrastructure includes an extension of the runway, the construction of a new apron, the construction of a new terminal building, and a fire station cum ATC tower. The government has spent 170 crore rupees to develop the airport infrastructure. The Minister of Civil Aviation said that the airport is developed on 212 acres of land and is capable of handling operations for ATR-72 type of aircraft. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Indian Constitution has enabled numerous silent revolutions in the field of gender justice, protection of life and dignity since its inception. Addressing the Conference of National Human Rights Institutions of the Asia-Pacific region in New Delhi today, the President said that over the years, the government has also launched a number of ambitious schemes to ensure basic facilities like housing, toilets, education and health facilities, and thus protect the dignity of the poor. The President said that India has ensured a minimum of 33% reservation for women in local bodies elections.
We ensured a minimum of 33% reservation for women in local bodies election. What is more, in a pleasant coincidence, a proposal to provide similar reservation for women in the state assemblies and national parliament is taking a shape now. It will be the most transformative revolution in our times for gender justice.
President Murmu stressed that Mahatma Gandhi's life and thoughts gave a path to shaping the Universal Declaration for Human Rights. She said that Mahatma Gandhi inspired many lives about the discrimination and fight against dignity after an incident in South Africa during a train journey. Highlighting the contribution of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, the President said Dr. B.R. Ambedkar was an advent champion of human rights who taught the depressed classes to stand for the rights and live with dignity. A correspondent reports that the two-day conference will celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights and 30 years of national human rights institutions and the Paris Principles. It will also hold a sub-theme on the environment and climate change. Additionally, the National Human Rights Commission, India, will also organize a seminar on business and human rights. The event aims to ensure that businesses prioritize human rights and environmental sustainability in their operations. Nuwakhai festival has been celebrated in western Odisha with pomp and gaiety today. The major agrarian festival of this region has been celebrated in every nook and corner collectively with much fanfare and religious fervour. People offer the newly harvested Navanna crop to the respective presiding deities at a stipulated moment this morning. While goddess Samaleshwari has been worshipped in Sambalpur, Pataneshwari in Bulangiri, Sureshwari in Sonpur, and Shekhar Basini in Sundargarh, and Manikeshwari in Kalahandi are offered the new crop. After providing the Navanna, people relish different delicacies prepared from the newly harvested crop. The Nuwakhai Juhar is a significant ritual of the festival. It is an exchange of greetings with friends, relatives and well-wishers. The elders are wished Nuwakhai Juhar and they give blessings for long life, happiness and prosperity. Being an agrarian festival, the elders in each household in rural pockets worship the paddy fields, praying for a bumper crop and favorable weather. Women folk leave bed early to perform the Nuwakhai rituals by decorating the house with colorful rangoli. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens on the festival of Nuwakhai and wished for the prosperity of the country and its people. Nuwakhai is an agrarian festival celebrated in the western districts of Odisha, where the first produce of the field is offered to the goddess and people seek the blessings of elders in each household. In Kerala, no Nipah positive cases were reported yesterday in Kozhikode. Samples of 49 persons tested yesterday returned negative results. The findings of 36 more samples are yet to be received. 11 persons are in isolation. The condition of 3 positive Nipah patients continue to be stable, while that of a 9-year-old boy is improving. State Health Minister Veena George said it is believed that mutation of the virus has not taken place so far. However, she said more studies will have to be done in this regard. In Gujarat, the water level has reduced substantially in the flood-affected Bharuch and Narmada districts, bringing the life back to normal. Sanitation and repairing work have been intensified in the flood-affected regions of the state. Meanwhile, IMD has predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places in Kutch, Jamnagar, Devbhumi Dwarka and Porbandar. More from a correspondent.
Gujarat has completed over 100% average seasonal rainfall today. The Kutch region has received the highest 158% seasonal rains this year. Following the widespread rains for the last 4 days, more than 54 water reservoirs in the state are overflowing and more than 100 are on high alert. Meanwhile, the rehabilitation work is going on in full swing in rain-affected districts like Bharuch, Narmada and Vadodara. The power supply was restored in more than 230 flood-affected villages in the central Gujarat till night. After the flood water recedes, people shifted to shelter homes are being sent back to their homes. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
According to Weather Office, West Bengal is likely to receive continuous rainfall for the next 3 days under the influence of a low pressure over the Bay of Bengal. Scattered heavy rain is likely to occur at parts of Birbhum and Murshidabad on Friday. Heavy rain warning has been issued for North Bengal. According to the Meteorological Department, the low pressure in northwest Bay of Bengal is gradually approaching Odisha and Bengal coast. India will take on South Korea in the Asian Games volleyball at Hangzhou, China today. Indian men's team kicked off the campaign with a thumping victory over Cambodia yesterday. The three-time Asian medalist defeated the lower-ranked side 25-14, 25-13, 25-19 in the first group encounter. The women's team will take on North Korea in its opening match in Pool A on September 30. Indian men's volleyball team has won 3 medals at the Asian Games so far, 1 silver and 2 bronze. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Discussion is underway in Lok Sabha on Women's Reservation Bill. Rajya Sabha discusses India's glorious space journey marked by successful soft landing of Chandrayaan 3 on Moon. President Draupadi Murmu says Indian constitution has enabled numerous silent revolutions in the field of gender justice, protection of life and dignity. Nuwakhai festival has been celebrated in western Odisha with pomp and gaiety today. And in sports, India to take on South Korea in the men's volleyball at the Asian Games in Hangzhou, China this afternoon. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.